This is the BBC Light program. The blame should be spread equally.
He's right, folks. There are so many in the BBC, the blame can be spread so evenly it doesn't notice.
Mr. Stretcham, how dare you reveal BBC cover-up methods?
It's my duty to protect the public, folks. And for this, I hope to get an OBE.
And what do you think you're going to do with it?
I'd sing it.
How does it go?
OBE, I love your daughter.
Oh, that's the OBE. Oh, I see. I thought it went, oh, OBE, the pipes are frozen.
That's the order of the garden, you silly twilger.
Oh.
And it's still in the top 10 birthday honors.
Is it?
Yes. It was fourth last week. Listen. It sounds like Peter Sellers. Forward him with his hi-fi lawnmower.
Heat records as it cuts, and that is for me. Come. Now my applause, please. I'm getting known, it's quite obvious, yes. Minstrel, sing that for me.
I'm getting known.
How much does it pay you for that?
A free feel of his Rolls Royce, Stephen.
Well, I will.
And a fine master. Oh,
he had to go. I shot him for nothing, you know.
Oh, you're a kind man. I think it's time we had a go at the Groom Show.
The scene is a certain place at a certain time in a certain year.
We're not giving anything away tonight, folks. Can we have an attack of the thunders, please?
That's got it in position. Eureka! I have invented the whoopee cushion.
Stop that noise, Governor!
What?
Stop that, Governor!
What? What are you doing at the window, men of mine?
Ah. I'm counting the rain, Cocky.
Come away at once, Nim. Supposing people saw you counting rain on a Sunday, what would they say?
They'd say, oh!
You see, I told you so. Now look at the year, 1880.
1880? Oh, and I haven't got the dinner on yet.
Never mind the 1880 dinner, men of mine. You get on baiting those elephant traps.
I don't see the point of them, you know.
What?
We've never caught one.
That doesn't mean we must stop trying, men of mine.
Pistols.
Think of the dangers. Supposing you came down one morning for a green strainer and found an elephant in the larder, eh?
Well, I've never seen an elephant in the larder.
That is because they're hiding, men of mine.
Where do elephants hide? Tell me that.
What?
Where do elephants hide, buddy?
Well, I don't know, saxophone men. But it's clear to me that they must hide somewhere. How else could they get away with it for so long?
Oh! Oh, is that? Oh, they've murdered no beds.
What?
It might be a man of evil powers.
What?
It might be a man.
Min. Hand me my tin hat. Now my sword. Now the blunderbuss.
Brave man, Henry.
Now, Min, yes. Go and see who it is.
There's somebody you believe in. Come. Come in.
Good evening, I...
Right in the credentials.
He's the man from the credentials, Henry.
Yes. Master. What do you want?
I want a doctor, mate.
There is no doctor, mate, living here, sir.
You must let me in. I've had an accident and it's starting to show. I'm the local squire.
Oh, come in. Let me take your hat and coat.
Thank you.
Min, throw these on the fire.
Yes,
I was on my way to London town and my horse took in with a puncture. Have you a telephone?
No. But we have a window with a pane of glass missing.
Oh, I'll try that. Hello? Hello? Hello, hello? This window's gone dead.
Yes, the GPO took it out after a final demand, you know.
How painful. Well, it seems as though I'll have to stay the night here. Have you a bed?
Not on me, sir. We keep them all upstairs.
Superstitious, eh? Well, have you a spare room?
Yes, sir. It's in the spare room.
Oh, good. I'll put my spare body in it. I only wear this one for work, you know.
Oh, you've had a hard day. Okay, come.
Yes, thank you. I'll be off in the morning.
Oh, but they say the bridge is underwater. The river foot has risen 7 inches.
No, Min, the River Severn has risen 4 inches.
How could a river rise its 4 inches?
Oh, we're talking about a river with feet.
Can't you read about the knee, Jimmy?
It was me, Ma. I come down in me jammers to get a mug of tea, and wallop sand black, I cops a piano on me nut.
It suits you, though.
Yeah. Well, I admit pianos have always suiting me, and you know, sir, I, you see, I got a B-flat head, you see.
Oh,
see. Dead rain.
How come you got your pajamas on back to front?
Well, I turned round suddenly and left them behind. I'd better get up to bed now. Good night, matey.
Good night. It's breakfast time.
Yes. Well, I don't like waiting till the last minute, you see. There's only one pair of stairs up to my room, and if I miss them, I have to wait for the next pair. An hour before they get here. Good night on you.
And good night on you.
Hello. Hello, Eddie Mean. Hello, Uncle Cron.
Hello, Uncle.
Hello, Uncle Cron.
I'm Squire Seagull of the Frackapan Farm.
Oh, hello, Cron. Yep, I'm not going to look up.
Master Muckle. What? Martha Muckle, what have you been doing?
I've been watering the garden.
In all the rain?
Don't look at me so strange. I had a Macintosh on my mind.
You must pardon Martha Muckle. He's going through the awkward age, you know.
Been going through it for 48 years now, you know.
Taking the long way round, eh?
Oh, yeah. I ain't never met you before, have I?
No.
You see, I remember.
He's training, you know.
I'm training, you know.
Next week, he's entering the world sleeping contest.
Why isn't he in bed training?
Oh. Ouch. Hold everything, boy. I'll bring bad news, boy.
Good. The genuine Diana Dawes cast of a wrestler.
No, boy, I'm the town crier.
Start crying, then.
Listen, boy, don't laugh at me. I don't get any extra money for doing these parts.
Sound like a fair arrangement.
The belly is flooded, boy.
Eckard, you water those flowers too much, I tell you.
The bridge to London is underwater. It's a dead loss.
So are you, mate. An old conk and tuck the harmonica, and we'll fortify ourselves with a brandy!
Part two. By which time it had been raining 40 days and 40 nights, making a grand total of 80 days and nights. The waters rose, and then at dawn, this.
The neighbors think. Hey, tell you, Ellinger, what's happened?
You're a hog too good. Mara, maga, too total a mamu. Oh, Ghana. Oh, long god. Oh, too long a maga, blow me out.
Yeah, you too, eh? Now, where's me breakfast?
Eat up.
Me tutor, how's it? Ellinger, how long did you boil this egg? How long did you boil that door?
They should open this egg!
How dare you bring all that water into my house? Get out water.
It's no use shouting at it. That water is deaf.
What a tragedy, deaf water. Explain, sir. Why are you floating through my bedroom on a piano?
Well, I was sleeping on it in the key of G when suddenly the great dam burst.
You filthy swine. I shall see my solicitor.
Hurry up, Major. Get on.
What?
The floods are rising at the rate of 3 and 6 pence an hour.
Oh, are they? Well, I must first dive down to the basement and collect the tenant's rent.
While he's gone, hear the joke. It appears that there were two men, you see, a Scottish man, a Jewish man, and they were having lunch together. After the meal, a bill was proffered, and the Scotsman was heard to say he would pay for it. Next day, a Jewish ventriloquist was found murdered. Of course, if I have offended the Scots by this story, we can all always tell the story, so it ends up with the Scots ventriloquist being murdered, you see. Or, on the other hand, if I've offended both, then we substitute another race. Well, to be on the safe side, I should have told the story with different braces altogether. Now, for instance, the Derby and the Aspergill Cup, behind the legs with the arms, anybody?
Excuse me, sir, they were all out. Never mind, I had to turn the gas off, so it didn't matter. Now, just fit this outboard motor onto the piano and...
Meantime, from the comparative safety of a long disused factory chimney, a French Scrag reviews his financial position.
Well, I'm on empty tin. One fishbone elegant. One auspic formidable. Piece of string.
Hello. So, you've been keeping these things from me, eh? Now, put all that stuff in my name at once.
Sorry, Grandpa. Can I have my teeth back for Christmas?
Here is the pawn ticket.
You pawned my teeth?
You're a spy, not a spy.
What?
I challenge you to a duel. Name your weapon.
Teeth.
I'm lost.
Don't take it to heart, Steam Count.
I've been taking a heart.
I have a feeling that any moment now our star will wax. Get your ear to the ground and hear what your ear can hear. Here come the squire now.
I have called this meeting because of all this extraordinary weather.
Oh, you read in the paper that this is the Queen Anne rain.
Oh, it's Queen Anne's reign we're getting, is it? She's responsible.
This is a very serious allegation against Queen Anne.
Oh.
If this is her reign, then we must ask her to stop it.
I'm a military man, sir. It's my duty as a senior scoundrel to ask Her Majesty Queen Anne to leave off reigning.
What are we going to do in the meantime?
I don't know how to stop rain, folks. If there was anybody who could, they'd be worth their weight in gold. Will you explain those frayed collars?
They are part of our entourage. We were resting in the Urals. when we saw your plight.
I must draw the blinds.
This man clenching a do-it-yourself beetroot is Count Jim Nebula's Moriarty, who will unleash a truth upon you.
The sky over England is leaking, and that's why the rain is getting in.
Good. Oh, well. Did you hear that? Oh, yeah. He's carving out the back of his head.
Of course he is. That is where he keeps his words. It took him years to get it right, you know. The count continues.
Yes. I suggest...
Who threw that steaming pudding at the count?
I did.
There's two of us, you know. Thank you.
Wait! You two men claim the sky is leaking. What proof have you?
Order, bro!
Moriarty. Moriarty, play him our qualification.
And there's Barber that can cook a dummy baby. Barber that can cook.
There. Recorded at sea.
I'm sorry I ever doubted you.
And now, good villagers, this is our plan. We will sue the government for neglecting to keep in good repair the sky over Upper Dicker Village. We will, of course, need scientific premises. Tell me, has this village got a laboratory?
Could you smell that?
And ruin the gag? Never, sir. Come, Moriarty.
That was a special arrangement of the Houses of Parliament and the Key of C.
And now, folks, a big hern for the hairy speaker hern.
Thank you, silencer, the prime minister, the honorable house.
There he goes. Honorable member, the serious situation has arisen.
Rubbish! Don't believe it! Rubbish!
I'm glad you all came.
Mr. President, the most important thing of all has been the consequent memory about those being it from the springtide. Whoever makes cruel sound of the extra of the sun should get pay and nursing drink to chum us up. Thank you.
I'm coming to that, sir. First, the grave news. The village of Upper Dicker has accused Queen Anne of reigning too long. You choose your words well, sir. The villagers have insurrected.
Hi.
So, I have the dare... dispatched a steam gunboat up the river Steam Dicker.
And that is the end of today in Parliament. Meantime, here's a non-sequitur entitled Ray Ellington.
Too much, too much, too much, too much, too much, too much. Too much, too much, too much, too much, much, too much. You're just too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they're just as swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. I say it's me. Thank you. yes, I'm very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. To tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Meantime, three men are trying to cross the River Dicker by iron bedstead.
Well, it hasn't sunk yet.
Not in the river yet.
I know, but if it doesn't sink on land, that's half the battle.
Loo!
What's loo?
Half a battle. Waterloo! We got a Waterloo in our garden. Never mind.
Apparently nobody else.
Never mind. He can't live forever, you know.
Oh, no. You just write on... Hey, no, no.
Oh, very well. I will. Well, come on, I'm waiting.
All right, I'm living forever as fast as I can.
You're a phony, Mad Danican.
Let's get on with it. I'm getting tired, Lord and Bert. Mother said it's not good for young Bill to lie
in bed. Get back in, Kip. You're in training. Now, I'll stand on the bed and lift it quickly before we realize it can't be done. Hop!
It's floating, and it fits the river perfectly.
It's as I pling, plan, plume, and plinge. Tonight, we'll be in the London. With luck, Heckle should win the sleeping contest. And with the prize money, we can afford a new sky over Dicker.
Yeah. Who's the captain of this bird?
I am Sea Ranger Buttle of the Royal Upper Dicker Navy. And clear of the bed for action. Oh! My nut! You try that again. Oh! I'll give you one more chance. Just you do that again. Don't do that again.
Press on, metal tail on. If you hit Bottle, you hit me.
Ow, he hit me!
You hit him again. Oh, Heckle, you better get out of here before you get killed.
Major Bundock, what is that explosion aft?
Don't ask, lad, don't ask. Look, a naval sloop and it's firing shells addressed to us.
Ahoy, HMS Fairy Cake.
Oh!
Anyone who does will be incarcerated.
You filthy swine!
Very well, we'll chain the river to its banks. What is it?
A strange monster, sir.
Good villagers, this is a hot air Galdolphus balloon in which we will ascend to repair your sky as soon as Squire Seagoon returns with the money.
Stop! Bad news.
Bad news?
What? Sounds like bad news. Oh. The brass bedstead was sung by naval gunfire and Eccles went down with his mattress. Worse still, he came up again.
So, it's no money.
He took that badly. Well, gentlemen, no money, no repairs. But worst of all... no money.
And still it rained. The waters rose, and because of his build, Mr. Seacomb was the first in danger of drowning.
What are you doing at the window, Min? Yeah. This means we shall have to move up a floor again.
The wheels! Queen Anne, stop raining!
Oh. Thank heavens! I thought she'd never stop.
At last, a happy ending!
Not quite. That is a happy ending. Yes, well, that's about all there is, really, I suppose. You'd better get out of here as quick as you can, you know.